ಸನ್ನಾಮಿತ್ರಶ್ವರುಣಃ ಸನ್ನೋ ಭವತ್ವರ್ಯಮಾ ಸನ್ನ ಇಂದ್ರ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿ ಸನ್ನೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುರುಕ್ರಮಃ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ವಾಯೋ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಋತಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತನ್ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ಅವತು ಮಾಂ ಅವತು ಭಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಯ ಚ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣೇ ಅವತಾರ ವರಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ಭಕ್ತವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯ ಜಲಧೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ರೂಪಿಣ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರಾಜಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಪದಾಂಬುಜಂ. ಸರ್ವಮಂಗಲ ಮಾಂಗಲ್ಯ ಶಿವೇ ಸರ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಸಾಧಿಗೆ ಶರಣ್ಯೇ ತ್ರ್ಯಂಬಕೆ ಗೌರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣೆ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ಪ್ರಣತ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಆಪದಾಮಪಹರ್ತಾರಂ ದಾತಾರಂ ಸರ್ವಸಂಪದಾಂ ಲೋಕಾಭಿರಾಮಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಂ ಭೂಯೋ ಭೂಯೋ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ.
As we have seen, Pandraka was an impostor. With the help of Kaushiraja, he had the courage or daring to send a message to Krishna, "You are an impostor, you leave Dwaraka and get out, this is mine." Then Krishna invades him and there is a fight, and both Kaushiraja and the Pandraka are killed. Pandraka had a brother called Sudakshina. Sudakshina said, "We cannot win over Krishna by fighting with arms and bows and arrows. We have to adopt some other tactics." So he performed in the Dakshinagni an Abhichara Yaga. See, in the Atharva Veda, there are methods by which others can be killed by invoking a ghost. See, unfortunately, in English, we have got the word only ghost for everything. Here, an ordinary ghost, which is of a soul which has either committed suicide or has got into an accident, that is different. And this is actually called a kritya. This takes the form of a female with a terrific form. It comes and goes, and simply he eats away the person concerned against whom it is sent. It is called a kritya, but we have got no other term except a ghost. He sent that kritya against Krishna. It went, and Krishna just told his Sudarshan Chakra. He told his Sudarshan Chakra, "You go and deal with it." Sudarshan Chakra goes burning like fire, and Kritya is unable to bear it. It goes back and eats away Sudakshina, the person who sent it. This is always the case in these Atharveda practices. If it is not able to execute the task given to it by eating away somebody, it goes back to the sender and it eats away the sender. That is what happens. A normal ghost cannot do all these things. So it is the effect of Kritya. We may wonder how the Veda, all the Vedas are meant for our progress in spirituality. So how can there be a black magic in it? Sam Veda consists of all beautiful white magic. And Atharvaveda consists of all black magic. That black magic is because in the earlier days the demons were there, and wherever a fire sacrifice was being done, just as in the case of the Ramayana, where Vishwamitra had to take the help of Rama and Lakshmana in order to God his fire sacrifice. So similarly, we had to protect ourselves of those people who are bringing impediments in the way of our concluding those fire sacrifices. So this was originally meant to take away those wicked people who are working against us. But as usual with us, we began to misuse it for various other purposes. It can definitely do that. It can definitely harm the other person. But finally, 100%, the person who created these things or who performed these abhichara prayogas, they are called the black magic, well, he has to suffer himself. There is a case in my father's day. He was of almost equal age. In Tanjore this happened. He wanted to kill his father-in-law. He had a severe difference of opinion with him, so he wanted to kill him. He was doing some abhichara prayoga, and at night 12 o'clock he had to take some lemon and put it in the river. The river was few kilometers away. So he called my father to accompany him. My father refused. But then, within about a month's time or so, that father-in-law died. At the same time, within about other 2 years, this man fell seriously ill. At that time, my father went to see him. He showed his tongue. His tongue was full of worms. He said, "This is the result of what I did." He could feel it. So it has come to that. Doctors were unable to help him in those days. He finally breathed his last. Now, we come to another story. One day, our Balarama went along with a number of gopigas into a garden, and he had a picnic along with them. There was a very big monkey. It was called a Dvida. It belonged to the Ramayana days. What happened was, Rama, when he finally wanted to leave his body, he went to the Saryu river and he said, "Let all people come along with me. Whoever comes, I will take them to my land, my world, Saketanagiri, Saketa. I will take them along with me. They will all get moksha." So all the inhabitants of Ayodhya followed Ram and was going forward into the river. And he deputed this monkey, Dvida, "You please be at the end and see that nobody is left out." When he turned his face and he found that nobody was there, when he turned back, all these people have already gone inside, nobody was seen, he doesn't know how to go in. So he was left out. So he was very, very angry against the Lord. he said, I will take vengeance if ever I see you. The moment he saw Balarama, he recognized, yes, this is the Lord incarnation. So I will deal with him. Then he began to play pranks with those gopikas and he tried to vex them and annoy them. Balarama couldn't tolerate it. He had two weapons. One is the pestle. What is a pestle? Well, musal, the one through which, you know, they will pound the rice and pound the gehu, all these things, pound the wheat in the mortar. The mortar is the big one. In that they will have a circular, long, stick-like, very circular, very thick. And with that they will be pounding. And that stick is called musal. That's known as pestle. So, with his pestle, he finished that Divida, the Vanara, the monkey. But as the Lord himself killed it, it got its moksha. So it was not deprived of it, finally. And then the other one was, Duryodhana had a daughter called Lakshmana. He got a Swayamvara. Swayamvara means where all the kings had assembled and the lady will walk. Along with her, what is a Swayamvara? All the eligible kings, there is no eligibility given with 100 wives, they will come, the various kings will come and sit. Everyone hopes to get a young girl as his wife, so naturally they come. And this Rajakumari will walk, will be walking, seeing them all. And when she sees somebody, her friend, her companion who is coming, she has got a bad fall. He will say, this is Pandya, this is this, this is this. Okay, go on, go on, go on. At last she will go and put her a garland on somebody whom she likes. This is what happens. Even in the days of Kalidasa, he describes the father of Dasharatha was Aja. So Aja's wife, I think her name is Indira, she has a Swayamvara, but Aja has also gone. And the company is reading one after another, it is mentioned. And there is a king from Tamil Nadu who is as black as coal. Description is there. The description is there. See, Shama Tarun Riposavu, he is absolutely black. Tumrochana Gaura Shari Rayashti. It looks that we have been made out of Karpura, out of Kapoor, out of camphor, so it will be very white. She can't tell anything bad, because tomorrow if she marries, she will send her away. So she says, Anyonya Shobha Parimuddhayevam Yogastadito Yadayorivastu. The white shines only in a black background. So, if you two will marry each other, they'll be very nice. It will look like that the lightning shines in the midst of the black clouds. You'll be like that. Well, she doesn't marry him. She goes away and puts it in Aja. So, the Lakshmana's Swayamvara is there, Duryodhana's daughter, and Krishna's grandson, Samba, he goes there. He goes and in the Swayamvara, the girl likes him. She puts the mala. But others don't like. Duryodhana doesn't like that somebody from Krishna's clan should come to him. And all the and Duryodhana just gives them an indication he's on their side. Then all the other kings, the opposition, they all try to fight him. Quietly Balarama was sitting. He gets up. Hey Duryodhana, shall I show you what is going to happen? He had that plow, big plow. He put the plow on the entire Hastinapura and he began to draw it into the Ganges. It had come almost, it was touching the Ganges. Now in a few minutes it will be drowned. Then all the people go running to him, please, please save us. You can have, your grandson can have. I'm very, very sorry. Then the marriage takes place. And now there is an important episode called the Grihastha Leela. The episode of sports as a householder. How did Krishna behave as a householder? He had 60,000 wives. How was he able to perform all the duties of a householder? However much we may be on the path of the Lord, spiritually inclined, doing sadhana, so long as you are in the house, you have to do all the work related to the house. But do it without attachment. Never say, this is my daughter, this is my wife. Just do it. You are a guest in the house, there is nobody else. Then you will take them to the hospital. Just like that you take. That's all. Absolutely nothing. And finally when the stage comes, when you are completely disgusted with the entire life, then you may leave and go. Not earlier at all. Never imagine that you have got Vairagya and go away. Don't imagine. It will automatically come. Then you will have no doubt about it. You will not have any delusion about it. Then only you can go, not earlier at all. Remain like a guest. Again later on he is going to tell. Then, Krishnayanaikena bhakshvinam tadnidrikshu smanaradaha. Narada wanted to see how Krishna was enacting the role of a householder with 60,000 wives. He went to each house to see what Krishna was doing. He goes to one house, all the houses are so beautifully built. It's not a normal house. Each one is a big palace by itself. And so somewhere the wife has got 1,000 servant maids and all of them together are putting the hand fan to Lord Krishna. It was summer. The moment he saw Narada, Krishna gets up. Tam sandiriksha bhagavan sarasuttita shri paryankata sakala dharma bhritam marishtam anamya padayugalam shirasva kirita. He immediately got up, came down, and he bowed at his feet, and brought water and gave what is called the padya argya. The water which is given to wash his feet, pada, it is called the padya. The water which is given to wash his hand, it is called the argya. This is given to the Lord when we do the puja, and it's also given to all Mahatmas when they come. And he said, he asked him, Prahaprabha Bhagavate Karavam Kimvam. Hey Naraji Maharaj, main kya kar sakta hoon aapke liye? I mean, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? And Narada says, Drishtam Tavang Rivulam Janata Apavargam Jayansharam Menugrahaneta Smritisya. Lord, I have seen your holy feet. Your holy feet which can give moksha to all the people. Even once when you see, it will give moksha. That sort of this thing I have seen. And people are still searching for it. Brahma, Varuna, Indra, they are all searching. Where is the lotus feet of the Lord? Where can we go and do our prostration before it? They are all searching. Samsara Kupa Padidottarana Avalambam. Those who have fallen into the well of the samsara, this phenomenal world, and they are completely embroiled in it, for them, the only support, the only avalamba, the only support is your holy feet. So, you please grant me that my rest of my life, I will be always thinking of it and walking about. At no time I will forget it. So, this is the anugraha I want. This is the blessing I want from you. And now he went to another house. There he said, Divyantamakshayistatrapi Prayija Jodhavenacha. Uddhava, his wife, and Krishna, they are playing dice. All the three are playing dice. Then, when he went away, he immediately got up, he washed his feet, and then asked him, when did you come, Naradaji? As we never knew. Then, he went to another house. Tatra Pachashta Govindam Lalayantam Sudan Shesune. He was taking his small sons and he was indulging them. He was telling some lullabies and he was telling some stories. Thus, he was playing with his children. Then he went to another house. Jikhundat Javitana Green, Gajantam Pajabit Makayi, Bhojayantam Dujan Kwapi, Bhunjano Visheshitam. There he is performing some yagas and yajnas, some fire sacrifices. And after that, he is feeding all the Brahmins, all the Vedic scholars, he is feeding them. After feeding, whatever was left in that plate, he was going and taking that uchishta and eating them, of all the people who took their meals there. Then he went to another place, Kvapi Sandhyam Kvapsinam Japantam Brahma Bhagyatam. In another place, he was doing his evening rituals, giving Arjya and all that in the Sandhya call. This is called Sandhya Vandana. And he was doing Gayatri Japa. Kojichanam Paryankem Tujavananja Vandibhim. In another place, he is lying down in his bed and the Vandis are praising him. I told, Vandis are people who are appointed morning, noon, evening, in order to let know the king that the time is there for breakfast, that the time has come for lunch. There is a time when they sing all songs of praise on that king. They are called Vandis. They are called bards, B-A-R-D-S. They are called bards. Nowadays there is nobody like that. In those days there are. Mandren Danjagasmischinne, Mandri Vishnu Uddhavadivi. Uddhava was the Prime Minister. There were other ministers. In another house, he was going on talking politics with them. So what shall we do? How shall we dispose of this file? So he was having consultation with his ministers. Jalakrida Ritam Kwapi. In another place there is a swimming pool, and along with his wife and some other ladies, he is doing Jalakrida. Jalakrida means playing in that water, in that swimming pool water. Itihasa Puranani Sinvantam Mangalani Jan. In another place, some Swamiji is telling Bhagavata and Krishna is wrapped with rapt attention. He is hearing it. Itihas and Purans, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all these things he is hearing. Asantam Mahasya Kathayan Kadachit Praya Grihen. In another place, he is telling some humorous jokes and his wife is, that wife in that house, she is laughing, laughing and laughing. Jajanta Mekamasinam Purusham Prakriteh Param. At another place, he is alone, he is sitting and she is doing japa of that ultimate reality. He is only thinking of him. He is doing meditation on the highest reality. Shushoshantam Gurum Kvapim Kame Bhogi Saparyaya. At another place, he is serving his mother, father, Vasudeva, Devaki, and all these people. Kurvantam Vigraham Kaishchari Sandhincha Netrakeshavam. In house he finds, he calls some other kings and he is trying to divide and rule. He is trying to put one against another. In the third one, he is trying to join two kings and is doing compromise for them. Putranam Duhitranam Chakale Vidyukayapanam. Then his son, his daughter, he is trying to marry off his daughters. As far as his son is concerned, he is trying to put them for studies in a school. Charantam Mrgayam Kvapi Hayamarushya Saindhavam. He is on horseback. They are beautiful, the fastest horse and the best horse in the world. And with that, he is going for hunting to the forest. Kujit Charantam Yogesham Tattad Bhavupsyam. Then, like that, he went through all the 60,000 houses. And Narada was very happy to see this Leela of Lord. And he tells him, Vidama Yoga Maya Ste Duddarsha Abhimayinam. Your Maya is something which nobody can understand. Even a man who himself has got some powers of Maya, he cannot understand your Maya. Your Maya is the biggest Maya. Anujani Himam Deva Lokam Sesasas Pradhanim Padyatamitamodgayan Leelam Bhavanabhaminim. Allow me, I will go all round the world singing your glories in my Veena. Please permit me. And he takes leave of the Lord and goes. Thus, this is called the Grihastha Leela, how he went to all the houses and saw. And now, one day Krishna was sitting in his darbar. At that time, Some messengers came from various kings. They said, there is one fellow called Jarasandha. This Jarasandha, nobody is able to defeat him. He goes and catches hold of several kings and puts them into jail. So we are all afraid when he will come and when our turn will come and we will be inside his jail. So please come early and protect us, O Krishna. So that is the message they have sent. When that Duta, when that messenger finished his message, just then Narada came in. Narada came in on behalf of the Pandavas. Yudhishthira has established his suzerainty, his supremacy over all the kings. So he wanted to perform what is called the Rajasuya Yaga. When all the kings have been defeated, when everybody is under you, then this Rajasuya Yaga is done. So in this, it's a very big affair, this Rajasuya Yaga. So Krishna was invited to come there and grace the occasion. And Narada came and invited him. Now, Krishna didn't know whether to go to Jarasandha and take care of him, to kill him, or to go, because both are cemeteries almost. After all, in those days, there was no quicker means of transport, there was no aeroplane or helicopter, he had to go by only his chariot. Then he called Uddhava. Uddhava, come on, tell me, what shall I do? He says, Karyam Paitishvaseshya Rakshaja Saraneshinam. He's a very good minister. He said, those kings want protection. You have to do that. But at the same time, your aunt's son, he is doing the yajna, you have to go there. So you have to go there, you have to kill this Jarasandha also. So, what can you do? You go along with the five Pandavas, first on the way, en route. You go for Rajasuya. En route, you meet the Jarasandha. And Bhimasena, you make him go as a bhikari, that is, as a Brahmin beggar, yeah, beggar who has studied all the scriptures. So, definitely he will give whatever he wants. You cannot defeat him along with his entire troops. Let Bhima ask him that he only wants one thing. He wants to have a duel with him. So one to one they will fight. That is the only way to kill him. Then he has to say yes. And then after finishing him, he can go there to Rajasuya. This is what he told. And he goes there and he, Arjun and Bhimsen, all the three take the form of some big scholars, but poor people. They go there and they are all in the garb of a beggar. They are telling, O Raja, you never refuse anything that a scholar demands. So we have come to you. You are very generous. Your entire family has been generous. So I know pretty well that you will continue to be generous. You see how many people like Harishchandra, Rindideva, they all wanted to help others only. So you will definitely help us. Then, come on, you ask me anything. Ye vipra vritam kamum dadam yatma shiro pivaha Even if you ask for my head, I am prepared to give you. Come on, what do you want? Yuddham no dehi rajendra dan dasyam yadi manyase. He wanted to duel fight with you. Okay, I will fight. And then Krishna reveals, I am Krishna, he is Bhimsen, he is Arjuna. Oh, Arjuna is a young fellow, I don't want to fight with him. Krishna, you are not a Kshatriya, you are born among Yadavs, so I won't fight with you, you are not equal to me. Yes, this fellow Bhim is equal to me in age, he is equal to me in strength, I will fight with him. So they began to fight with their gada. And 27 days over, Jarasandha could not be defeated. And Bhima is getting tired. Bhima said to Krishna, Krishna, I won't be able to hold for long, I will fall down. See, there is a secret. When Jarasandha was born, I don't know what happened. His body was divided into two. Then she gets a boon that these two parts which have come, the body has been divided into two parts. You join them together, then Jarasandha will be alive. And if anybody wants to kill him, he has to kill him like that only. So by cutting any parts, you can't do any harm. Jara was the mother of Jarasandha. Because Sandhi means to join together. Jara, his mother, has joined him together. He is called Jarasandha. The one who was joined by his mother Jara. That's how his name was formed. So, Krishna cannot tell it openly. There was a big banana tree. He took that tree from top to bottom. Krishna cleaved it and he put it on the ground. Now Bhimsen understood. So he caught him by the head, he caught him with his finger, and he did like that. And Jarasandha died. And then he goes, there are 20,800 kings. I think Vyasa went and counted them. 20,800. So he went and released all those kings from the prison. They all praised him. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Hareye Paramatmane Pranata Klesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. This one of their shloka. My Guruji often repeats this. That's why my prayers, I definitely include it. This is 16 in 73rd chapter. They all went back. So he attended. Then, before starting that yaga, so many Mahatmas have come. All the big ones who are all come. Vyasa himself is there. Daipayino Bharadvaja Samantar Gautama Sita Vasishta Chavana Kanva Maitreya Kavashasita Vishwamitro Vamadeva Sumatir Jaivani Kritu Pailaha Parasharo Gargo Vaishampayani Vajam Atharva Kashyapo Dhavnyo Ramo Bhargava Sri Vidihotra Madhuchanda Virasenu Agridavrna. So all these Mahatmas, great Maharshis, they are all there. And so many kings have all come. Then Dharmaputra, the eldest of the Pandavas, gets up. He does namaskar to the entire Sabha, to the entire Darbar. And he asks them, please, some of you tell me to whom we have to do the puja first and then start the entire thing. It is called Agra Puja. somebody has, they have to start by doing puja to the one who deserves it, not to anybody. He should be the best of the people who have come. Then all the people, each one is, has got his own hearts. So somebody tells Vyasa, somebody tells Vajitta, somebody tells Chavana. At last, Sahadeva, one of the Pandavas, he gets up. He's supposed to be a very wise man. And he says, Tasmat Krishnaya Mahate Dhyetam Paramarghanam Yeka Yeva Adhiti Yosu Itadatya Vidhan Jagati. See, this entire world has been made out of him. You people cannot understand Krishna. Krishna is the Lord himself. And you will ignore the Lord and you are going to give to another Tom, Dick or Harry? No. Krishna alone deserves it. So, he is a Purna. He is everything. Sarva Bhuta, Atma Bhuta Ye. All the beings in the world are Krishna only. Krishna only has come in all the method. He is always peaceful. Deyam Shantaya Purnaya Dattasya Anantya Michata. If you really want that finally after doing this you should get your moksha, then do Agra Puja to him. To him you have to give. Then she told everybody agreed except one person. The person who didn't agree was Krishna's aunt's son known as Shishupala. She had already had a grouse. This fellow had taken away my wife just before he could marry her the previous night. So he had that grouse against the Krishna at all times. So he got up and he told Tapo Vidya Vratadharani Jnana Vidvasta Kalmashani Paramarshin Brahmanishtani. Hey, what have you done? There are people who are who are older than Krishna and who have got more jnana, more knowledge than Krishna. They are all people, all whose entire, all the sins have been washed off by their jnana itself. Jnana vidvasta kalmashan. They are all brahmanishtas, great rishis. Even devatas, even the gods go and do puja to him, to them. So, how can you leave them all and then choose one chap who is a coward, who went and built a city under the ocean to escape the Yavana? He is a coward. Being a Kshatriya, he cannot even face a battle. All the people got annoyed. They were all trying to get up and fight with him. But Krishna said, and he sent his chakra. Chakra went and neatly cut his head and throat separated. And then a big jyoti came out of Chaitya Dehotitam Jyoti Vasudeva Upavishati. From his body, a big light came. And that light straight went and it entered the heart of Krishna. It became one with Krishna. As I told, you must always think of Krishna with anger. So naturally, Satata Smarana was there. By any means, that is all. Mana Krishna Vishet. Yena Kena Prakarina Mana Krishna Vishet. By whatever means, you keep your mind with Krishna. This happened then. This Shishupala's one friend was there. And here, while describing that Rajasuya, they used a word Haridasa for Dharmaputra. In the entire Bhagavata, Haridasa, a servant of the Lord Hari, this has been used only for three people. Only for three people. One is our Dharmaputra and another is Govardhana Parvata. How Govardhana Parvata can be called Haridasa? See, when Krishna was taking all the cows for grazing to the jungle which was on the hill, before that, early in the morning, Govardhana will go. He will go there and tell all the guhas, all the caves, hey, we should be spick and span, there will be no dust. Because we don't know during the daytime, Krishna will take rest. Whether he will take rest in this or that, nobody knows. So all the caves, he warned them, keep yourself clean, and then he will go to all the trees. Hey, don't have your fruits at that, far up. Krishna is a small boy. His hand cannot reach you. You all come down. All your branches should come down so that Krishna should be able to pluck them by his hand. And then he will go to all the ponds. He will tell them, hey, take away all your dirty water and you are filled with fresh water, because we don't know Krishna may drink out of any of these ponds. He should not get viral fever. So, like that, he was taking care every day that Krishna was given all the conveniences when he came to came there for grazing the cows. So he was called Haridasa. And the third one was Uddhava. Since childhood, he never thought of anybody except Lord Krishna. Even when he's a small boy, just 2-3 years old, she used to be playing with a statue of Krishna. Mother will be calling him, hey, you have not taken your breakfast, 9 o'clock, when are you going to take? Amma coming, and he'll be here, praying to the Lord. So from childhood he was doing it. And later on, from childhood, he will never purchase any clothes for himself. Whatever Krishna has discarded after using for some time, he will take them and he will begin to use them with his permission. So he had never used any clothes except Krishna's. Thus, a man was always thinking of Krishna. At all times he was worshipping Krishna. So he was called Haridasa. These are the three Haridasas mentioned in the entire Bhagavata. And now, this Shishupala was killed. She had a friend, another king. He was called Shalva. Shalva went and did penance, tapasya. When the god came, he said, give me an aerial vehicle, a plane, which is bulletproof. They can put anything on it, it cannot break, it cannot do anything. I'll be safe inside. I want such a vehicle. And with this vehicle, if I go and sit on a city, the city will be destroyed immediately. He was given such a yana. And Shalva goes and invades Dwaraka. This is the time when Krishna is not there, he had gone to Rajasu Yaga. His son Pradyumna was there in charge. He is trying his level best, but he is not able to stand against him because he is a Mayavi and he comes in the vehicle, and these people don't have any such aerial vehicle. The moment it comes, it just drops some rocks on them and it flies away. So who can catch them? Then at that time, Krishna comes back and then he fights with Shalva, and by his maya, he completely covers him. And then Shalva adopts a tactics. He shows before Krishna Vasudeva completely bound by ropes, and he keeping in his hand. And Vasudeva tells, Krishna, Krishna, protect me. These villains have come and taken me. Because he had left his father in charge of Balram. They say, he has taken away from Balram. Now what will I do? And for 2 minutes, Krishna himself came under his own delusion. His own maya. And he began to weep. And then suddenly he cuts off the head of Vasudeva. At that time, the maya left Krishna. He is a mayavi himself. And he knew that this is all some trick of Shalva. His father is safe. Then he fights with him and Shalva dies. And all these things are there. And now we come to a beautiful story called the Sudama story. Sudama was a classmate of Krishna with Sandipani, the guru in Ujjayi. Even today, Sandipani's ashram is there in Ujjayi. A small one. Krishnasyasi saka kaschite brahmano brahmavittamah virakta indriya arteshu prashantatma jitendriya. A true scholar. He was a classmate of Krishna. Absolutely, even though he was married, he had a lot of children. Virakta indriya arteshu. Whatever were gathered by the senses, eatables, or things that are beautiful to see, or cases which are very good to hear, absolutely he had no attraction towards them. He was beyond all the temptation because Jitendriya. He had conquered all his senses, so nothing could tempt him at all. And then he used to go and beg from some people. It's a small village. How long he can beg again and again? Those people said, hey, go and do some work, man. Coming and begging every day? No. It is 2 days. His children, his wife, himself had been having nothing to eat. Then his wife, she couldn't bear that upavas where she had to live without food. She was unable to. Daridra sidamana san vepabana bhigamyache. Well, she had no money to purchase. Daridra. Vepamana, she is quaking and shivering inside because she had never talked to her husband like this. She had never offered advice to him. The first time she is going to give him some advice. So she doesn't know the reaction of her husband. He may get angry with her. So she is quivering inside, shaking in her limbs. She says, Nanu Brahman Bhagavata Saka Satyasyapati. You once told that the Lord Himself, who is the husband of Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, he is your great friend. You know him very well. Zigari dos. Aste adhuna dwaravatyam. He is not very far. Dwarka is very near. Because this Kuchela's temple is there in Porbandar. So from Porbandar, he is a little far, but for people used to walk 40 kilometers, 50 kilometers, so it's not big. So she said, it's not far. He is in Dwarka. Tabapaihi Mahabhagyam Sadhunan Chaparayanam. He is whatever sadhus, mahatmas, if they ask, he will give them everything. He always she tries to worship them. Dasyati Dravanam Bhuri Siddhatyate Kutumbine. She will do it even to an unknown man, unknown scholar. But you are his classmate, you are well known to him. Definitely he is going to give you a lot of money if you go and ask him. You just go and ask him, he will give you a lot of money. Dasyati Dravanam Bhuri. He will give you a lot. And don't entertain any doubts. Will he give me? Supposing he says, no, don't come and ask. I don't like begging. Then what will I do? He says, no. Svarata pada kamalam atmanam vichati. He is such a god. By thinking of whose holy feet, he offers himself to them. He gives himself. And when he can give himself, what is that? You are only asking for some money and all that. He will definitely give. What do you mean by he gives himself? He means you can become one with him, one with the Lord. And that is called moksha. When you are not separate from him, when you are finally absorbed in that ultimate true entity, that is called the moksha. So he will give you moksha, and that she is telling in a different way. Smarata pada kamalam. Those who think of your lotus feet, those who think of it, atmana vichati, you give your own self. Then it is not once, she was again and again repeatedly requesting him, please, once you go now, after all, please, this time you hear my words. What will we do? We have got nothing to eat. Then he thought, I am me paramola baham uttam shloka darshanam. He said, whether I ask him for money or not is different. He is the Lord's own avatar, he is Lord himself. So, she has herself given me an opportunity to go and see that Lord. And seeing such a Lord itself is far beneficial. So, I will be able to have a darshan of the Lord. So, on this pretext I can go. If he goes by himself, I am going to see my classmate. She will say, what? All of us are all here starving and you want to go and see your friend? But now, as she has suggested, nobody will speak against it. So he says, uttama shloka darshanam. Those whose names are taken in the morning, even by taking those names, Krishna, Hari, Narayan, so when you take that name, it gives you all the punyas of the world. It makes you pure. All the impurities are lost. And so, they are all called Uttama Shlokas. Uttama Shlokas means to mention whose names is the best thing you can do in this world. They are called Uttama Shlokas or Punya Shlokas. Uttama Shloka Darshanam. But okay, I will go. But how can I go with empty hand? Because the Shastras say, you cannot go with empty hand to certain people. Rikta haste nanopayat, rajanam devatam guru. When you go to a king, when you go to see a god in the temple, and when you go to see your guru, in all these three occasions, do not go with empty hand. Rikta haste means an empty hand. Rikta haste nanopayat, rajanam devatam guru. And guru need not mean only your official guru. Guru is used for all holy people. We call them guru. So all the mahatmas can be also called as guru. And then in addition they say Panchame Guru Santi. There are five gurus. Annadata, the one who gives you food. Vidyadata, the one who gives you learning. Bhayastrata, who saves you from some fear. Somebody came to beat me. There was a Mahatma. I went to him. Sir, he is coming to beat me. You save me. He said, hey, who are you? Then that fellow ran away. So he becomes my guru in that sense. So like that, they have mentioned certain people. They are all our gurus. So what to do? He said, so now you are yourself suggesting, but how can I go empty-handed? You get me something to give him. So she said, yes. She goes to four houses. See, my husband is going to see Krishna. So please give me something. If nothing, give me some beaten rice. Beaten rice is called chuda. So you give me some beaten rice. She goes to each house. Somewhere they give her that light kagasi. Somewhere they give something which is reddish, and any amount of your teeth cannot bite it. So like that, there are various kinds. There are four people. They got four different, but all these things together. She put it in a small cloth and gave it to him. Chailakandena tambadvam. Then she bound it in a bundle and he was taking it with him. He was going. Krishna sandarshanam mahyam katam sarjvindene. I am a beggar. I am dressed in such a poor way. When people go to a king, they go dressed in coat and shirt and tie. So that I remember, it's the latest Hindi word. So, and I am going with nothing. And then what happens was, as she neared the Dwaraka, a long distance, on both sides, they have kept beautiful full-size mirrors on the pillars. There are pillars and beautiful. He has never seen a mirror. So in the mirror he saw another beggar going. And he saw in another, there is another beggar. He saw in the other mirror, there is another beggar. Oh my Lord! Then how can this Krishna call me when there are so many beggars going? He doesn't know that they are all his pratibimba. They are all his shadows, his images only. He has never seen. So that is why katam syati, how it will happen when there are so many people going to see him. At last he goes there. Ivesekatamam srimad brahmanandam gatu vitha. See, a chota mota jamindar, he will have eight doors in his house. You can't enter into the first door even. Such a great king, he had all the doors open. And he was just straight so that he can see what is happening, so that somebody may not be sent away by his sentry. So he can see everything up to the end. So she is sitting there. That's the greatness of that, of Krishna. And when he saw from the distance, oh, Sudama is coming. Sasottaya cha bhityam dorbhyam paryagrahin mudam. He came running and then he embraced him like anything. Oh, Sudama, how many years we have not seen each other? Then he took him there. He told Rukmini, bring some water, I have to wash his feet. But before she could come, his feet was washed. That's what, I have forgotten that word. That's what Surda says. Lord was weeping with pleasure, with happiness. After so much long time, my friend has come. So they just fell like rain and that washed away his feet. That happened. I have forgotten that sentence there. Something like that.
करुणा करके करुणा नहीं दिलोए पानी परात को हाथ छुयो
नहीं हाँ नैनन के जलते नैनन के जलते exactly same same so by the tears which are coming get already washed when she brought why we have already washed it is right then the people are all wondering about this kuchainam malinam kshamam dvijam dhamanisantatam. A person has got all a torn dhoti which is full of dust and which is dirty, and this man is absolutely lean and thin, and dhamanisantatam, all his veins are all seen from a distance. And dhamani santatam, then when she was sitting there, Rukmini had to run with her hand fan, and she was putting to both of them. She knew he is his classmate, so I can't do it to Krishna alone. So to both of them. And people were telling, Yosau Triloka Gurunam Srinivasena Sampradam Kimanena Kritam Punyam Abadhutena Bhikshunam. He is practically naked and he is a beggar. What sort of punya he has done? The one who is the husband of the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi herself, he runs as if he is his elder brother. He goes and embraces him. What a luck! And how much punya, how much merit he should have accumulated in the previous birth in order to deserve such a treatment from Lord Krishna. Then both of them sat in the same simhasan and they were remembering, hey, do you remember that teacher of ours who was having that parrot nose or was having that Simla village nose? Like that, you know, they'll be talking about their old teachers that is there. So like that, Katayancha Krutur Gata. Then she says, hey, do you remember those days when you were there? And then he says, so what are you doing? I know pretty well, you don't care for money, you don't want any money. Now what, how can he say, no, I want money? Krishna has already told him, oh, I know from those days you were absolutely virakta, you had absolutely nothing to do with anything, and money, the last thing, you would not touch it even. How to ask? No, not only touch it, I will put it in my pocket. He can't say. So he kept quiet. Then he says, do you remember one day, the Guru Patrini told, hey, there is no firewood. In the evening she said, go and cut some firewood and bring it. So both Sudama and Krishna were sent. Both of them took their axe, they went over there and they prepared that firewood and they were about to take it. There is a big cyclone. Suddenly, it was already 6:37 and there was pitch darkness. Rain began to pour. They didn't know what to do. They were afraid. Each one was holding the other's hand and they were standing under a big tree. Even then, water was falling. That's that. And they were, throughout the night, they were holding each other's hand. Early morning, the Guru, when he heard that they have gone and they have not come back, he comes walking. He comes and at last he sees both the children shivering under the tree. He says, my dear children, you have been put a lot of trouble by the Guru Patni. Oh, I sympathize for you. May you have all the learning, all the vidyas just now. That's all. See, they did not teach, come on, sit down, A, B, C, D, A for apple, everything comes. That's all. Everything comes. Ayati yama bhavanti vidyaha. There should not be even one yama. Just let them all come immediately. See. And Krishna is asking, hey, what have you brought for me? After a long time you are coming, definitely you should have brought something. Kimapaya namayatam, kimapaya namanitam, brahman me bhavato grihatri. No hotel business, from your house, what have you brought? Then he says, even if you have brought very little, whatever is brought, I accept from the bhakta's hand. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prechati. People interpret this because this comes in Gita also. They say, you may give him a leaf, he will accept it. You will give him one flower, he will accept it. You will give him one fruit, he will accept it. You will give him some water, he will accept it. When you give it with bhakti. No. That's not the meaning. Patram, the leaf represents the entire, the branch's main portion, the entire leaf. That stem with its other portion, it represents. Similarly, it represents the heart. So when you give your heart to the Lord, there is patra. And the entire body, then pushpa. Pushpa means, he means only the lotus. Padma patra vivambhasa. See, when that is there, when that lotus flower is there, you put water, the water will flow, it will not get drenched inside. So, by pushpa, you mean the heart, your heart. Give your heart to the Lord. Give your body to the Lord. Phalam means all the result of whatever you have done. Kayena vacha manasendirva narayana yeti samarpayami. Whatever I have done, everything is yours. You have done, nothing is mine. So offering the result, the punya or the papa of whatever is done to the Lord, saying, I have not done, I am akarta. Everything has been done by you, you have it. To do that dedication, that is called toyam. What is that water? You just weep for the Lord, he will accept it. That is the water. The water which flows naturally from your eyes, that is the toyam. So he says, you give any one of them, if you give it with bhakti, I shall accept it. This is what, this is the one interpretation. And in the night he was kept in the guest house. And according to the practice in the guest house, they gave him a new first class with jariwala dhoti and a nangavastra first class. And they took away his old ones. She was very happy. See, I have not got any money. At least I have got a new set of clothes. He was very happy. And in the morning when he was about to come out and go away, those people came. Oh, Brahman, you take away all those things. They belong to the guest house. Here is yours. Have you washed it? You married. So, they also was taken away. not even a set of clothes that belonged to the guest house. He never knew these practices. Poor fellow. Then, okay, he was going. He said, well, the one who worships his feet, the entire three worlds can be given to him. Surga pavargyopkumsam rasayam bhavisampadam sarvasam visuddhinam moolam tacharanarpanam. See, to think of the feet of the Lord and to worship it, well, that will give you all prosperity. Not only here, in any world whatsoever, they will give you. But why did not give me? Adhanoyam dhanam prapya madhyannuchai namam smareti. He thought, a fellow has been beggar all along. Suddenly if he give me a crore of rupees, then he will get his ego. Now every rich and other. That is why God has not given me. God wanted that I should not get my ego, and that is why He has not given me. He knows I am so poor and I have been poor for years. And now a man who has got something, if you give him something, it doesn't make a difference for him. But a man who is absolutely a beggar for years, suddenly you give him, then he becomes a little egoistic and proud. That is why he has not given. Like that thinking, he comes near his house. His house was a small kutiya made up of some leaves. But now it is not to be seen. There is a very big palace. There is a big palace, vichintro vichitro apavanodhyanihi kujadvijagula akulihi. It had a number of parks around it. There are a number of swimming pools. Everything was done in markata, diamond, and all those things. What's all this? From where has it come? What happened to my wife? What happened to my kutiya? Just then, patimagatamakanye patyuddharshati sambrahma nishchakram grihat turnam. Then somebody has gone and told the wife, your husband has come. Then she immediately got up and came out to welcome her husband. And she was not ordinary patni. Patnim vichyam vispurantim daivim vaimanikim iva. She looked like a Gandharva Sri, not like his original wife. And she was dressed up in nice Bangalore silk sarees. And she said, the Lord has done it. Overnight it has come. Nobody told me. The Lord, He can make the karodpati a pauper in no moment. He can make the thorough beggar a karodpati in one moment. He has got all those things. He has got all those powers. That's a beautiful story which many of you know. Still, I am telling you. There is a small boy, a poor boy in Rajasthan. He used to daily go to the temple, and in the temple there is an old priest. He was daily telling him, beta, at a distant place there is one place called Badrinath, where the Lord is present personally. A man in his life, at least one time he must go, he should go, otherwise there is no use. It is God Himself in that form who is sitting in that Badrinath. You must go. So from childhood it was dear to him. And whenever he got any money, he used to put it aside for going to Badrinath. When he was about 75 years old, he had enough money to go. He had no money to come back. Enough money to go to Badrinath. He says, why should we come back? Once you have seen God, let me die. I am not bothered about coming back. So he took the money, went to Badrinath. It was November or so, October, end of November perhaps. She is going on thinking, now we have come. Badrinath, Badri Narayan, how kind you are, how compassionate you are going to give me your darshan. When he goes to the temple, he is disappointed. Just then the priest, along with some 30-40 people, he has come out and he was locking the main door and has already put the lock and he was putting a seal. He goes and falls at his feet. What? Priest, when will you open it again? After 6 months. After 6 months, please, open it just for 2 minutes. I will see from here. Let me see. See, I have come from a long way. I cannot go back. I have no other money. I cannot do anything else. Please, from my childhood I wanted to see this Badrinath. And with great difficulty I have come. Please have pity on me. Oh priest, please. Fool, with all Vedic chantings, according to the procedure, we have put the lock and for you we'll open it. Hey, get out man, you come after 6 months. And that priest, he is called Raval, along with his people, their van was waiting for him to go down. He went away. All people have left. There is nobody in Badrinath left. He is alone. He is standing at the gate of Badrinath, Badrinarayan, weeping. Lord, even you don't have any compassion. Men may not have, but not you. You should have a little kindness, a little compassion. After all, I am poor. And for you, there is no question of who is poor or who is rich, who love all equally well. And it's already, the sun is setting. Very soon it is going to be very dark. He is sitting. Then somebody calls him. Hey Mahatma, hey, what are you doing? In another half an hour there will be heavy raining of snow and you will be completely covered with snow and you will die, man. Come on, come on. He took his hand and took him. It was a cowherd, barely 12 years old or 14 years old. He takes him to a cave where two people can only be sitting. He takes him and he had been coming there very often perhaps. So he takes out a lamp, he takes out some oil which has kept, an oil which will not become ice, which will not become solid. He put it and then he put it on. It was dark everywhere, here it was light. He said, how are we can't sleep here, there is no place for two people to lie down. So let us play. So with a chalk he put something, so many squares, and he brought some small stones and big stones. He said, this big stone represents tiger, the small stones represent bakri, represents lamb. Let us play tiger and lamb. The people in the village, they used to play in those days. So you will keep the lamb, I will keep the tiger. They were playing. Suddenly the cowherd exclaimed, it is morning, I have to go. So he suddenly left and went away. Now what this fellow is to do? He got up, he says, let me go to the temple, what else can I do? This is the second day. So he goes to the temple. He is surprised. The priest has come along with all the 30-40 people. And with all the Vedic chanting, he is opening the door. He goes and falls at his feet. At last, you didn't wait for 6 months. On the way, you got compassion on this poor fellow. So you have returned. You have come back. Within the night, your mind has changed. I am so thankful to you. Only one night has passed. Then all those other people say, hey, the same madcap whom you saw 6 months back, who said, please open the door, I want to see God. You said, 6 months? You said, yes, 6 months back we saw you. No, yesterday did what? You were all in our places. You were traveling. We didn't know that in that one night, 6 months have passed. That's what God can do. That's there. And when he saw all these things, he says, Kinchit karo tulravyas pradattam suvutkatam palgvavi bhaurikari. The Lord is the only one. Whatever he gives, he says, nothing, I give a little. So he belittles whatever he gives to us. He just makes little of it. But whenever some bhakta gives him something, it may be very little. He'll be going on telling, this bhakta gave me this much, this bhakta gave me this much. He'll be exaggerating it and telling that my bhakta has given a lot. This is the Lord. See, look here. He only took one handful, because when he ate that chivda, that beaten rice like that, he was about to take the second one. Then Rukmini goes and catches his hand. Hey, yatavatalam vishwatmane. Look here, this is sufficient. For this, all the 3 worlds wealth you can give him. If you give one more, he will send me as a servant maid to his house. I don't want it. This is more than enough for you. That's all. What you have taken is enough. So he only took one handful and see what he has given me. And he says, इत्थम व्यवसितो बुद्ध्यां भक्तोति इव जनार्दने विषयान् जायया लिध्यक्षन्ने बुभुजेन अतिलंपटः. He was not very greedy, so with that he had a lot of bhakti in the Lord, and with, along his wife and children, he was enjoying the worldly life. Look here, he has gone, seen the Lord. The Lord is this thing, and still he has to remain in the house. He cannot run and become a Swamiji. It's not so easy. That's that. So, yes, he was, as he says, Nati Lampata. He was not greedy for more, but whatever was there, he enjoyed it. That's that. That is it. So, with this, we finish the story of Sulama, and tomorrow we are going to see for Suryagrahana. All these people, they go to Kurukshetra for taking their bath there. It's very famous, that the lake, and there the gopikas come, his parents come. He meets all the gopikas. All those things we will see tomorrow. Hari Om. Swasti Paja Bhiparipalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahinshah Go Brahmane Bhyasya Bhavastu Nityam Loka Samastha Sikino Bhavantu Kale Vakshata Parjanya Prithivi Sasya Jalani Deshoyam Chobharitaha Brahmana Santanit Bhayah सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियेण वा बुद्ध्या तन्ना भवति स्वभावात् करोम यद्य सगलम परस्मै नारायणा ये समर्पयामि नारायण 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 नारायण।